The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. Bravo. Big week. Lots of news. What happened? Candace, Robin,
I got such an issue with them firing Candace. I will go down in history.
I thought she left. Oh, you're saying you still think she was fired.
Oh, I don't think she would leave, especially being pregnant, leaving a paycheck like that. There's no way in hell. I don't think housewives leave unless you're Bethany.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, really don't.
Her, Robin.
They let you say that.
Alexia divorce.
But I want to see Candace's runway of maternity wear. It's not fair, but she's so petite. She'll just wear clothes that normal people wear.
I'm
so happy for her. I think she'll be a new Candace. So it sucks that she's gone now from our lives forever.
Yeah. Yeah. And I probably will not
think she'll be nicer
because I don't follow her on the internet. I don't watch her shit. She's very nasty online. So I don't.
Yeah,
even,
she
like,
is right. I think she'll be ashamed.
She's gone out of my life.
She's done. I know. Yeah. I know. It's sad.
Yeah, she was a classic. She was a classic. I love Robin admitting that she was fired. Love that.
She's such a loser.
Such a loser. Justine and I were texting about what time we're going to record, and Justine was like, "Yeah, it's cool. Tyler has the kids in the morning. I'm Robin." I wish I could be a Robin. I'm the opposite, like doing 50 things before he wakes up.
I stay up doing Amazon till like 12 or 1 in the morning. Oof. So it's nice. Nice that Tyler, I can't get up. Never have been able to. Bad for him. Tyler hops right up like a little Easter bunny.
Me too. I'm up. My alarm, like I have my alarm on my watch, so it'll just vibrate. Before it even. I'm gone.
It's such over. A good quality. It's great.
5:35. Like I went to the gym this morning. 5:35. My alarm went off. I was driving by 5:40. So like 5 minutes.
You're at the gym at 6 in the morning.
Yeah. I signed up for ClassPass, which you can like go to a bunch of different studios. So I've been kind of checking out different ones. I went to like a hot boot camp. So it's like a warm.
Nice. I was going to I did hot yoga for a week and I did actually get up and get to a class by like 7 o'clock.
Nice.
But
yeah,
you got to just, it's like $150 a month. And I guess I spend money gambling. I should just,
reroute your gambling
and I try
funds?
To work. I shouldn't think that's a lot because I spend a lot frivolously. So it's really not a lot to invest in your health.
I know, but it is like sometimes that like single amount feels larger. Like ClassPass is cool because you can go to any studio. And like I think it's 60 a month or something is the number
that's
of
great.
Credits
that's
I
a good
got.
Deal.
You can get more. If you were going like unlimited, but I just like am supplementing Peloton stuff.
That's good.
That.
Right. You have a Peloton and I'm just trying to work out at home, but it's just not the same.
No.
And you look around, you got to clean stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You see like a little ant on the floor and now you're spraying insects.
Yep. All right. Where do we want to start here?
Cat pisses on the floor, huh, Betty? You little sweet cat.
How are you feeling about the Valley? I love it. I love The Valley. I think it's a great show.
It was a good episode, but I hate everyone and I hate the tone of it. I wish I loved it. I think it's
too dark.
I find it to be dark and I love the Jesse and Michelle life falling apart.
Yes.
Brittany makes me sad too.
What does?
Brittany. She makes
me
sad.
Well, it's sad because you can see like just when somebody is desperate for love and like I feel like that's been Brittany since she first stepped onto the screen in Vanderpump season one. And it's like she got and it's Jax is who you ended up with who will never give you anything of what you need. And it's just now you're like even when that last scene where they're talking about like, well, honey, you just got to make me feel more attractive. And, you know, you're stuck with me for life. And it's like, now they're separated. It's just like, fuck.
I think they could be faking. I don't know if they're faking it, but I will think they will get back together.
I think they probably will too.
I think they're probably separated. I am more. See, I need to see the complete truth. Is Jax partying a lot? Or is she just saying that? Because if he is, then it isn't fair. But if Jax is, but he opened up a bar and he is out and about acting like a fool.
He's definitely out. He is. Jax, fuck off. You're not giving me judgment. Like, I actually, like, this is the thing. I'm conflicted because when you watch her, like, throwing up on her way home to, like, to her kid, it's like, what are you doing? Right?
I'm puking, like, in my car. I'm not driving you home.
You're 35 years old.
Not 16.
You have a child and you're hungover enough that it's actually a topic of conversation of like, I wasn't feeling good. It's like not feeling good and hungover are two different things.
Yeah.
Very different.
Right. So I know, don't be like, frame it like that.
No, it's bullshit to be like, I didn't feel good. So I just had, you know, it's like, shut up. So it's like, I do get it. At one point I'm like, yeah, Jax, like, I see you have a point. Like, she is a mom, but like, I don't want to mom shame people for like having fun. And then it's Jax. So it's like, what do we actually,
and even forget being believe? A mom, I guess, just being in a relationship,
an adult.
I get. Yeah.
Okay.
The bags of puke, I don't have a problem with. I don't know. She seems, why I don't drink.
Mommy's coming home and throwing up outside. And
to
then
see her like wake up in this Malibu house or wherever the hell they were. And she's like
dying.
It just is like, I'd rather be home. I don't want to be at some house and like, then I got to drive home shit, like feeling like shit. It sounds like the biggest nightmare ever.
Agreed.
The party, I mean, it looked fun,
but when he said to her that like really quick scene where she's like, stop fucking drinking. You want more kids? Act like a mom. It's like,
abusive.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's verbally abusive.
He's an asshole.
He's 100% an asshole, but I think, like when she said my partner is doing the opposite of lifting me up, it's like, ugh, that's sad. Like,
she seems very in her eyes. Off. She looks so, there is something so missing.
Yes. I think the Jesse and Michelle stuff though is fascinating. Like the director they're talking about, I want to know who that is. I saw that people think it's Michael Bay, which is hilarious, but
loser.
Just like that. The way that when Luke was like, I know something, but I'm not saying it. His face, like they all know some shit. Even Jax's face when Jesse was talking about it in the pool was like holding in whatever they know.
Not tell us.
But there's something. And it's obviously coming out, like as you saw the preview, like there's something coming. I just find that whole shit is fascinating to me because it does seem like she's way more over it than he is. And he would stay with her and she's like, fuck you. And I find that whole dynamic fascinating.
That topic when he was sitting there talking to her and he's like, I'd like it to work. And she's gone.
And then when he said, when they were like, well, if it doesn't work out, then I'll just tell Isabella that her mom fucked it all up for years. It's like, Jesus Christ, you're a horrible person. Like, crazy.
I wish they would have dropped the bomb right there, but Jax is playing the long game, which I appreciate.
Yes. He knows what he's doing. He knows. That's why Jax is great TV. Horrible person, great television. This is our
Jesse and Michelle
person,
are equally, yeah. Jesse and Michelle are equally hateable, which is so much fun.
It's
they have
great.
One kid who I don't care about, Isabella.
Right.
They make me nervous. Like, where are all the kids while they're?
Thank you.
While
they're like, he goes right to the playroom. They're like, here's a 30 pack. It's like, who's fucking watching the kids? You can kill yourself in a playroom just as easily as you can kill yourself like unattended. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand.
Right.
No supervision.
And
weird.
I do like how the women are off kidless. And the
men have
the
all
men
the kids.
Are watching the kids. I do
that's
think
great.
That's quite funny.
I have to say,
Jack's a good father. I have to say that
he seems hands on. Even when he's like, he's like, you know me, I'm always cleaning up. Brittany's just in and out, drunk. It's like, oh my god, you're the worst.
You just hide it better. I think he probably just smokes pounds of weed and probably just to suppress his life.
I will say this: I give Danny. I think Danny is the gem of the males. The way that he was listening to what's her name? Nia?
Mia. I do like
eye
her.
Contact. He was looking at her. He was validating how she felt. He was
not. He puts up a good front.
He wasn't like being like, oh, you got to get it together. Like, it'll pass. Like, he was just like, if you need help, I will help you. And I'm here for you. And I'm not going to go anywhere. Like, I just thought that was a very good, Very good.
No,
response,
he's good. He's
and
as
I think
good
he's
as
a
man
good
could
dude.
Be. Because
yeah.
men, nobody cares.
No.
About women and going
and
through
it's
that
hard.
Shit.
It's hard to explain, like, how that feeling can take over you unless, you know, like, so for a man to actually, like, try
she's
to
so
understand
sweet.
That, she's so
She's
sweet.
A nice girl. I really like
She
her.
is.
And for anyone to criticize, the guy's air conditioning broke. They have three kids under two, two
Two
twins.
kids are a
She
month
had a few
old.
hours off.
Yeah.
It's not crazy for him to say, hey, you need to fucking
No.
come home. It
Yeah.
sucks, but
No, it sucks. And
I
I
felt
felt for
bad
her
for her.
because
She
she was
seemed
trying to get an escape, and it's
rattled.
just like life
I
doesn't
know.
allow you to escape.
I know.
But it,
A
again,
couple
I think
months, he'll
their
be out of the
relationship,
woods.
yeah, their relationship's solid. And
2 months is so little.
no time at all. You're barely out of the fog, you know? Like, barely. And
Yeah.
there's two of them. I loved when they were sitting there and he was like, is this whatever the kid's name? He's like, is this Bobby?
I
She's
know.
like, yeah, this is, or whatever her name is. Niacin. What's her name? Niacin.
People think that people can't tell my two kids apart. The older Warner was, or one of them was at soccer. The other
Yeah.
coach started yelling at Warner. He was waiting for his soccer practice. Or he's like, "Hey, Irving, get on the field. What are you doing? What are you waiting
So
for?" And
funny.
Tyler's like, "This isn't Irving."
That's great. They're like
So I
2 years
can't imagine
apart.
like real,
Yeah, real
And
twins.
people can't tell them apart. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Irving, he's gonna be taller. He had a big growth spurt lately. He's got legs like Cindy Crawford right now.
Love it. Love it. All right. Anything else on the Valley? I'm really enjoying it. I think it's
I
fun.
hate Janet with a passion. I can't
Yeah.
explain why.
Okay. Did you see their room that they were filming in, her and the husband? There was like one scene of them. Looked like a hoarder's space. There was just shit everywhere. They were like sitting on the bed.
I
Very,
didn't
very
really
troubling.
notice.
Oh, it's bad.
Maybe because when you have a baby, you just accumulate so much shit,
Yeah,
especially
but
for a first baby.
it looked crazy. Looked like
Yeah.
you shouldn't film in there. Yeah, I don't
Well,
like her either.
right. It would be so hard to like have the. Me and Tyler, when we first, well, it was unexpected, but God, if we could go back living in a one bedroom apartment with
I
all
know,
that
right?
shit. Oh my God.
Stuff everywhere.
There's just something so unlikable about her. And I
Yeah.
don't want to hear about a pregnant. There's it's this. This is what I don't like. Saying I can promise you, I don't give a flying fuck how much you pay for your house, how much your taxes are. I'm never gonna Google your house. I have a life. I'm trying to make my life better and become a freaking baller. I don't have time to Google your house and see how much you paid for it. I hate people like that. I truly
Yeah.
do.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's weird.
And to talk. And when you're in the car with Brittany and acting like your best friends and eating Doritos on the way or whatever, and then to say, well, do I have a problem with how Brittany's getting drunk? Well, it's easy for you to say, sober pregnant woman who's on her high horse. Wait till this baby comes and trashes your fucking relationship in your life and see where you are, you little bitch.
Yeah,
It
it's
pisses
true.
me off.
It's true.
And I would never be able to be on a show like this because it just shows how two-faced people are. No one's really your friend. No one really gives a shit. This lady is just a two. It's just sad.
Yeah, it is. She seems like
Be honest with Brittany and say, hey, I think you're drinking a lot. Don't be so two-faced. I don't like that. And
I
sit on the
agree.
couch with your belly and be like, I don't know. I just can't stand her.
All right. Should we move on
I hate
to
blonde people.
as a blonde? You want to talk Summer House?
Yeah. Sorry,
I
I have to say something. Nia and Chris, or Nia and Danny, their twins are on a young Sheldon on a TV show. They're like pushing their
they're
kids into the
actors?
Hollywood. Yeah.
Oh
So this must
God,
have
I
been
don't
filmed a
remember.
while ago because I think the
Okay.
twins, or maybe just the daughter, I judged them the second I heard that. So
I don't like that.
I know, I know, I know. Protect the children. Let's not keep
Literally,
fuck
did you not
Hollywood.
watch the? I mean, I didn't, but I saw that. I've heard about the Nickelodeon shit. That's all I need to see. Oh, all right. Summer House. How are we feeling?
I think Carl is a loser, a lazy fuck who is using Lindsay as an out because he does not want to work and figure his own life out.
I love her. Somebody with like ambition turns me on.
It
You
does.
and you,
I don't blame her. He really has done nothing all the time we've ever known him.
Yeah, that's
his
true.
Job is being sober.
I think the non-alcoholic shit is the right thing for him to lean into. He obviously wants to do something like that.
What is it? Again, it's like, what's non-alcoholic? A bottle of lemonade?
Well, that's it. You're drinking. That's what I don't understand about this whole mocktail game. You're just like drinking a shit ton of sugar to feel like you're drinking something. Just drink a sparkling water. Like, I don't understand.
Right.
Like, I need to drink iced tea, seven of them.
There was a show. Oh, when he was at the bar and they're like, oh, we can make a
mocktail.
You have any beer or whatever, or non-alcoholic beer? I can make you a mocktail. Well, what is the mocktail? Am I going to like it? It's just
you're just drinking like, yeah, it's like a Shirley Temple, but they make gross. It seem nicer. And you're just like,
I'm so sorry. We didn't talk about Kristen. Who's Kristen and Lindsay? I'd rather honestly Kristen have a baby than Lindsay from Summer House.
Ooh, I don't know. That's a tough one.
With little elf on the shelf.
They're both
a freak
unhinged.
Too.
They're both unhinged. I think Lindsay.
It's sad they probably both won't.
The thing about, like, I get what you're saying about Carl, but it's like Lindsay is also acting like a dumb bitch because she is choosing to marry someone with no ambition that she thinks is a piece of shit. Just so she can say, I got a ring on my finger.
She's
like
pathetic.
She keeps saying,
oh, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like, what ring to what end? Like, you're
She's
acting
desperate.
Like you made it to the finish line and you just picked the losing horse and you're just going to do it so that you can do it. It's like, this
isn't.
She
really wants to fuck the balloon guy.
She's obsessed with the balloon guy. The balloon guy's hot, right? You saw him. You saw the balloon guy. It's just like, what's happening? And he wasn't that hot. He looked disheveled to me. And old.
My cup of tea. But yeah, he does look.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He did look old. He looked 20 years older than all everyone
50.
There.
I just,
he is cute, but Gabby
so
made
like,
a good point. Like,
I love when she's like, what am I going to do? I'm going to be fighting over somebody who blows up balloons as a hobby. I loved that. And him rolling back into the party. Like, he's like, they're like, did he just, what Paige said something that
production.
Was.
Forced him to do
pull
that,
back
right?
In and like come to the party.
She's hilarious. Like, I got a guy. It's the balloon guy. I was like, what?
I know. And Danielle, I can't stand Danielle. I am one bothers me. Like, she drives me up the wall. Just the way she's talking about like single men, she's desperate for men. The way she tries to shit all over Paige and Craig, it's like, who are you to give anybody advice on relationships?
God.
Shut the fuck up. It's crazy.
Let Paige ruin this all on her own.
Yeah, leave her alone. But I'm telling you, that scene when Paige was talking, when she's drunk talking about Craig, her eyes were lit up. Like, there is a joy. There's a hidden joy she doesn't show everybody about their relationship.
She's got to stop playing that.
Right. But I believe that they're going to be together. I really do. I don't see them breaking.
We'll see.
Up. Yeah.
If she gives in, when she tells people he doesn't want to move to Charleston, she doesn't want to move to Charleston, he doesn't want to move to New York.
Yeah.
I mean, he should just give in and move to New York. What's the worst thing? You're rich living in New York City. I mean, is it really that bad?
And that's the thing I don't understand about Craig either, because like he's not
house
from
Charleston.
His parents aren't there. Like, he's not from Charleston. He's from like Delaware. So it's like, why is Charleston the place for you? That I don't get.
I think he should be the one to give in to New York City.
Yes, I agree.
And then
because her family lives
would
there,
move things forward.
Yes, they would get engaged. I bet within
and there's
like six
opportunity
months
for
there.
Both of them.
Yes,
if she moves to Charleston. I can see it would be a whole life change. Depressing. I mean, if I could afford $9,000 on an apartment,
yeah,
New York City
New York.
Is the place to be, baby.
The city, it
life,
is literally
the lights, the streets, the people, the
yes.
The
if you say you're going to the city, everyone knows you're talking about New York. It is like literally the pinnacle of what it means to live in a city in the world. And
raise
like, there's
some
nothing
cool
like
city
it.
Kids. I mean, come on,
or just live there and then move to Jersey like everybody else. You know,
right? there is something Rain cool if you grow up and you could, you're living in New York City. I mean, people do it.
Yeah.
They got, oh, you know, the making, one, they must be making buckets of money on that Giggly Squad.
Oh, they are. The one thing that I thought was funny, Danielle said, where she was like, I mean, no couples in this house make me want to be in a relationship, which I thought was funny.
She would wish she had someone like Craig.
Yeah.
I think Paige puts on a front, but she must behind the scenes. See, I love people that are just that, you know, to each their own. But I do love to see people just be out and proud about who they love. And
yeah,
I mean, you'll never regret that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Paige wants to hide and act like she's too cool for school, which is whatever.
Right. Right.
And he's my friend. I see where she's coming with that. But you, they're piranhas. They're both miserable. You can't be talking like that. Danielle's miserable. And of course, she's going to say that you never gave. You don't know. How do you say that to someone? You don't know.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And they're not even friends like that. It's just really
such a bitch.
Really lame.
And saying that to Lindsay, you don't need to say that to her about her marriage.
Yeah.
Of all the relationships, including yours.
Yeah.
I just hate people. Can we just be nice to your friends?
The weird thing to
we
say
we have
to
make people feel like shit.
Right, right. Very odd. All right.
Unless someone is beating the shit out of someone or being really crazy. Like if I heard
keep
Jack
your
say that
yourself.
To Brittany.
Yeah.
Like, it's to not me, worth that it. Sounds really aggressive. Why is, you don't know what really goes on. Just be nice to people. Try to make Lindsay, you're working on your relationship, or tits are hanging out of some weird shirt she's wearing. It was weird.
Did you notice when Lindsay and Carl were like changing and she was like, I touched your CJ or whatever. I was like, this is disgusting. I like their vibe. And I've felt this way since the beginning. They have no sexual vibe.
Nothing.
It's like
nothing.
Two friends.
Sick. I was sitting there the way he didn't touch her boobs when she was talking topless. I can't go near. I can't let anyone see my boobs in this house without people trying to grab it. Sadly, my children included. I mean,
that's
I feel bad for their wives. But it's like, Tyler is so, I mean, it's crazy. They're so, and her baby voice, it gives Khloe Kardashian flashbacks. Yeah, it's like, I can't
baby,
handle
I'm
it.
So drunk, I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
And Kyle and yearning for love from Amanda, saying she wants to cuddle and he wants to cuddle. And she's like, that's hilarious. I don't know if it's cut or produced, but she's just does not. They're not a good fit. I feel bad
I'm
for
crying
her.
About having no pictures of the phone. It was just like so sad. It's again, it's like similar to the Lindsay and Carl situation with me, like with Amanda, where it's like, Amanda, you knew what you were getting into. You dated this person for several years. He cheated on you while you were dating. Getting blacked out and having a bender is like part of his personality. And so it's like, did you think he was going to magically change? No. The happiest he was when he was like, me and Amanda had a night. Like, this reminds me. Like, he just wants somebody to rage with him. And I'm not saying it's like mature or healthy,
right,
but
right,
that is
right.
Who you chose.
Yeah.
And so you can't suddenly be like, oh, Kyle. It's like, again,
last
this
week
is
saying he does that once a month or twice a month. He's out till 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's crazy. And just, again, that's who he is as a person. Mm-hmm. And you can't. Either you're along for the ride and you guys are raging until you're 50, or, you know.
It won't change when you have kids, too.
No. It will only increase his need to go out and have a bender, you know?
They'll never have kids.
I don't think so.
They're just wasting their life.
Yeah.
Wasting it. So
I forgot,
clear to see when you're not involved.
Right. I forgot Gabby was on the show when she appeared this episode. Like, forgot she was even
she
there.
She's cute. People like her.
I did.
She's
I
likeable,
loved watching her eat shit. And then when she fell off the chair, and then Kyle was like, Gabby, you make sitting look hard. I thought that was so funny.
She is cute, but pretty useless to the cast.
Very
she's
useless.
Nice. People, they do like her.
Yeah, she's all right.
Sierra and West, I think they're together.
I think they broke up, and maybe they are together, which I'm okay with. I think they're cute.
On Watch What Happens Live, it sounds like they were together.
They were, but they're not.
They are. It sounds like they are.
Okay. Interesting.
She's the most likable she's been with him, so ever. It's nice.
The two scenes that got me were when he was in the alien costume and they were talking shit about him or like telling him and he snuck up. That was like hilarious. That was great. And then also her just being like, okay, leave, because I got to hear what you said about me. And then when she came out in the alien thing, which I just love her commitment to costumes.
She is cute.
And then Kyle showed the picture of like the alien on the blow up and he's like, look, your ancestor. I was like, these guys are such idiots. I really enjoy it.
She's a nice girl. I like Paige is nice. She had a genuine kind reaction to her friend getting a modeling gig.
Yes. She is. That was, I will say this. If Paige likes you, she's a ride or die friend for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
If she doesn't like you, like Lindsay, she will make you feel small and like make you feel like a piece of shit. But if she's there for
it's
you,
nice
she's
to
there.
See that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really see. That's something little Janet could take a page on. You don't see Paige jumping to a confessional and saying, well, that's going to hurt her relationship with Wes or some degrading comment.
Yeah, I agree. All right. I know we're running up on time.
I give Paige and Hannah credit for Hannah getting kicked off the show and Paige is just still on like no big deal, but they still are tight.
I like that too. I mean, you know, she's kind of moved on. She's doing her thing.
What other show was on this week?
Martha's Vineyard. A lot of
kind of a builder episode.
Hoopla and fighting.
I mean, I feel bad for Jordan. I do too. To watch.
It is hard.
Them going to church is fun.
People need to be watching this though, because I've read the ratings are really low.
Oh, they should have it right after Summer
House. Like we said, it needs to be a Summer House.
Or even
night.
Before.
Yeah. I loved the dinner with all of them like falling apart and yelling at each other. Bria yelling, Jordan yelling, people leaving to go get shots. I mean, I thought it was fun.
Oh, you're pregnant, Jasmine.
I know. Enough. Like, really enough.
Did you see Monica's pregnant from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
What the fuck is that? The person Someone who should not have any more kids. Like
fifth child.
By how many men? Four?
I've never...
Three? How many?
I thought that...
Are they
first...
all from the one?
I thought so.
Okay, maybe they
she
are.
She gets a big payday from that guy, too.
I'm sure. What a mess.
But she acts like she's broke. Yeah. Living in Utah, I don't think taxes are that freaking high, and I don't think things cost that much. You can get a nice life.
Right. I did like them going to church and Shanice saying that I'm going to burn it down when I walk in. That was great. And her like falling asleep at church.
It's nice. See, I prefer to see they're just a nice, wholesome little crew.
Yes.
Oh, what was Jordan? I love Jordan snapping on. It's not Nick. Got it. At the dinner table when he. No.
Oh, Alex.
Alex, when he's like, oh, you opened up, Jordan. I loved Jordan's reaction to that.
The fact that he like even like went into that space was like, ooh, you don't even know what's going on. The way she read him and like brought up all this shit made him feel like shit. It was excellent. And then Shanice tapping in like, you traumatized me, Alex. And they're just all going off. It's like, see, shut your fucking mouth. You shouldn't have said anything.
It's scary what happened to Shanice. If that sounds like the truth. I mean, that's crazy. Scary.
Yeah. And again, you don't know like what people are going through and to just like spread. And I just loved how they all called him out in that scene and like worked him. It was great. It's really good.
I don't care for Summer being drunk and crying all night long.
I don't like Summer as a person.
I don't either.
There's something about
her. Not likable.
Like, I do not trust.
Fake.
And Shanice, though, Shanice, I would ride for life. Like a damaged little bird, but I love her.
I love her too.
Yeah.
I have to say, oh, go ahead.
No, I think it was Bria. Somebody was like, my mom is a two-time felon, so don't fuck with me.
No,
that was
Jasmine.
Or Jasmine.
You forget
I was like,
that Jasmine lived like homeless in the streets because she comes across so...
I know, like uptight.
So proper and rich.
Yes, I know. It's fascinating.
What they all hate Silas.
Yes.
I just have to say, I've never been more wrong about someone, probably because Wendy Williams influenced me on this, but I've never been more wrong than Siggy Flicker. And
my God, I saw the son.
I love
arrested.
That her son got arrested. It's like
years after
Reese
the
Witherspoon.
Case. She's unhinged.
You don't want to get arrested for that. And what people say, what's wrong with walking? I mean, that's a big thing to go be a part of. That's nuts.
Quite a choice. quite a choice. Yeah, it's wild.
I loved it though. There is nothing I loved more.
We interviewed that batshit crazy person. Remember way back in the
yeah,
day?
Yeah, right. It's Siggy. What I mean. Like, I thought she was cool, but
I know.
Yeah, thank God we don't know. It was such a different time.
It was
that
a different
was right
time.
Before the Trump.
Right
era.
Before Trump. I know.
Right.
It's crazy. And now we're back again. Nuts.
Oh, all right. Alexia and Todd, we have to. Yeah, no, you said you mentioned that. Are you surprised?
No. Are you? Not at all.
No, but I am.
I
sad.
Think she was surprised, unfortunately.
Yeah.
She's gotta find somebody because, like, what money does she have personally? And Frankie needs care. Like, we gotta get somebody to come in. We need, like,
thank God she married him, but there's probably a strict.
Oh, I bet there was a very strict prenup. She needs to go older, I think, maybe. Like, she needs, like,
a notary
70
for a couple recently that lives in, like, a normal house. I mean, they might have something, but they were together for 15 years and now they're getting married, like, older people, and they're getting, and I notarized their prenup. It shocked me and kind of offended me that they have a prenup after you've been together 15 years. Is that, what do you think?
I think it's fine. I have no issue with a prenup. I would sign a prenup tomorrow.
No,
Durant,
I guess,
you know,
at 15. Oh, I mean, before you get married,
a postnup or whatever.
Oh, you know? I would chop that. I would burn the house down if Tyler asked me for a fucking postnup.
I don't care.
We're in this together now, bucko.
I just feel like it makes your life easier if you have to get divorced. Like, why would I not give myself that option than being like, all right, I'm going to battle it out. And
no, not battling, but in California, like, everything's 50-50. So
right. I guess it's
in
a communal
here,
property
I would take
state.
It, like,
right.
We're married now.
Yes.
What do you got up your sleeve that we don't see
this
forever?
Is there an exit strategy or something?
No, I was just surprised. After 15 years, it seems like it would just be romantic. It's very logical.
Right.
But
right.
I just see a prenup at, like, when you're young.
Yes.
And it's early on. You've already been together 15 years. I'm just surprised you'd even put in
the
effort for that.
Yeah.
But they were nice.
All righty. Is that it? That's all we got time for. We got shit to do, people, but we'll be back with all of the things. I saw a stat that this is the first time since, like, Obama there hasn't been housewives on, which I thought was fascinating.
There's something weird about that.
Yeah. What?
There is something weird.
Look at you.
For them to not have any housewives on, it's odd.
But it feels full. Like, I'm not, I don't know. There's nothing that I'm missing.
But it's a choice.
Yeah.
It is on their
choice.
End. To not
I
have it lined up.
Housewives is not the path forward for Bravo,
right.
I don't think.
It's a big it's a big smoke signal, Batman.
Yeah. You're not wrong. All right, guys. We love you.
I hope
you have a fantastic weekend. Happy 420. Happy Earth Day. Celebrate accordingly. We'll be back.
Oh, it's my 8th wedding anniversary, and Tyler is buying
crazy.
Me a portable
8th.
Toilet so I can pee in the minivan.
Oh, love that. That's love right there. You have such bladder issues.
I drink a lot and then I'm on the road and I gotta pee. I peed on this. I peed in a neighborhood. I'm like, if I get arrested, I get arrested. But I had to pee
God,
so bad.
Nuts.
I couldn't wait. I had to go so bad.
Adult potty it is.
And I try to never use someone's house bathroom. It's kind of weird. Like, you hire a notary. She shows up and now she's using our bathroom. It's weird.
That's fine. Somebody comes in the house, I offer them the bathroom. No problem. Any service person can use the bathroom, I think. If you're invited in, it's like you're a vampire.
I know, but it seems like you. I try not to.
Okay.
I don't know.
Personal choice.
Yeah,
pee on the floor, not in the bathroom.
I know, right? I love peeing outside, so I got no issues with it.
You're crazy. All right, guys, we'll be back.
Right.
We love you.
Bye, guys.